1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and worldwide on that app. Download it now. Grab the app at abq.fm. I'm Eddie Aragon, the Rock of Talk. Thanks for joining us here on a Saturday morning, another Small Business Saturday, as we kick off the Real Estate Hour. And Tigo and Tracy Venturi here this morning from Keller Williams Realty, as usual, always right at 9 a.m. And how can people reach you, Tigo, before we get started?
Sure. Our team hotline, as we call it, is 933-6881. That's our realtor on duty line, and of course that's in area code 505.
And you can visit them directly at welcomehomeabq.com. Good morning, Tracy.
Hey, good morning, Eddie. And you know, today you might catch a variety of different people when you call us. Aaron's around answering the phone today. Jane, Tigo, Tracy, Chelsea, we're all grabbing the phones today because Rosalyn and Chriselle are off on Saturday, which is unusual. They both have a wedding to go to, a common relative. So
there you go.
Call us. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, and get out into the market. This is the time. We'll take advantage. And despite the little bit of winds, this is a great time to go ahead and take a look at all the great listings available at welcomehomeabq.com. And Tigo, I know you love to drill down onto the stats, and let's kick it off with the market snapshot.
You got it. Tracy,
there
you had something.
There are
go ahead.
A lot of open houses this weekend. We have quite a few of the houses we have listed for sale open today and tomorrow. So you can get the full list on that, right, Tico?
AlbuquerqueOpenHouses.com.
And that's not just our open houses. It's everybody's that took the time to put them in the multiple listing service. They're all right there in one place. So what a great way. And you can do it by map, by price, by all sorts of things.
By area. Yeah, so yeah, it's AlbuquerqueOpenHouses.com, and you can just go there. That's a little site that I set up here, oh gosh, a couple of years ago now, Tracy, that I just had fun putting together, and it's
a really nice
simple
thing.
Yeah.
Because it is all open houses, not just ours, so it's a service for everybody. So feel free to use it and get out there and say hi to some folks at open houses.
And don't get blown away. But you know what the good thing about the wind is?
What is that good thing? Give me that.
The wind, it means it's spring. It's spring in New Mexico.
Yeah, it does actually mean that. You're right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we flew in the other day and had one of those fun, bumpy, tipsy-turvy flights coming in from that.
We were in Dallas.
The Southeast airstrip, yeah.
Yeah, we were in Dallas. We were very blessed to be asked to come to Dallas for an awards presentation for our region of Keller Williams Realty. And that was Thursday afternoon we flew in, and it was very interesting because the plane actually did, what do they call it, like a spiral to get us to the landing strip?
Yeah, it was different.
It was different. Very unique, and you know.
You guys are trying to put a positive spin on the wind. It's never fun. I can tell you a million stories about flying into Las Vegas, but I'll save those for another time. The market snapshot. This is an incredible stat. February 2016 to February 2017.
Yeah. Number of homes for sale.
People not understanding what's happening here, this is remarkable. There's a lot, you know, one of the reasons why the market is hot is because it's sort of artificially hot. People are not listing their properties and getting them out onto the market. I mean, anything that is, I just heard of a $425,000 home that got snapped up immediately. I mean, we need some product out on the market.
That is for sure. And you know, it's funny, Eddie, we talk about like a year ago, we were having this discussion. We were saying there's 1,000 less homes on the market today than there were a year ago. So that was 15 versus 14. Now we're talking 15 versus 16. And 16 versus 17. Yeah. So now we're, you know, in February, we're down to about 3,200 homes on the market. And to put that in perspective, back in 10, Tracy, sometime 11, when the market was
very tough then.
I mean, there was like 8,000 homes in the market. Now we're down to about 3,200. And that's about almost 800 less than the same time last year.
Right. That's what I was going to say. So just over last year, we're down 767 on the market for people to choose from.
Yeah, there was an interesting story, or I want to say interesting, but there was a big write-up in the Albuquerque Journal this week about the housing market, both new construction. Some of the guys from Pulte talked about what they're doing, as well as Don Martindale, our president of our board and our buddy, talked about, you know, the resale market, which of course we mainly deal in, and the market is hot. I mean, there is a lack of supply. However, I thought it was interesting. I want to ask you this, Tracy. I don't even know if you saw this, but somebody made a comment about, well, my home took 6 months to sell, and you know, why is that? And so the question for you, Tracy, if the home isn't selling, is it the market or is there something else going on?
Wow. I didn't need to plan and prepare for this answer. So obviously, if the house isn't selling in today's market, where we know nice houses priced right or selling.
Right, and let's quantify that. Now, we're not talking about the luxury and the 700,000 plus homes. That's kind of a different animal. But we're talking about, you know, the median homes in all the different areas, right?
Right. So what we know is if it's not selling, you're not priced right for the condition and for the location.
And so you either need to do something about the condition.
Right. Change the condition, get it staged, get it refreshed, get a consultant in there to help you get it in a different condition that justifies the price. If it's a location issue, you're backing to a very busy road or huge power lines, which I know are issues for some buyers or something. You know, is there a way to put up some trees, some barrier, something to minimize maybe a busy road behind you?
Yeah, I mean, location is what it is, right?
Pond, yeah. Fountain with water, sure. You know, something that helps minimize like a busy road. Or you bring the price down.
Could be something to do with marketing?
Yeah, or maybe you're not getting marketed. But yeah. The thing is, you know, what we know is we market unlike anything, right? We're everywhere. We're online. We're marketing to other realtors. We're marketing through the multiple listing service. We're holding open houses. Our houses, people know they're for sale.
Yeah.
So if they're not selling, it's not a lack of marketing because the word's out there, but for the house, there's something wrong for the price.
So what I was trying to lead into, or I am leading into, is just because the market is hot, are buyers paying more than what properties are worth?
Well, probably not.
Yeah.
You know, we may be getting some offers that are above what the market price we've listed them at. Mm-hmm. They're still mostly getting appraisals to justify it, to show.
So let's talk about that whole appraisal issue, Tracy. And again, you're listening to Albuquerque Real Estate Talk with Tego and Tracy Venturi, and you can reach us at 505-933-6881. So Tracy, appraisal. So right now with the market, the price is going up at the rate they are right now. We had 4.85 last year percent appreciation. This year, as these prices go up and then the appraiser comes in and has to justify the contract price to the bank, how does that work and what do we see happening these days?
So, you know, the interesting thing is I need some like wood to knock on here.
Yeah.
We haven't had low appraisals. Thank you, Eddie. You know, low appraisals happen, and
when we say low appraisals, we're talking about it appraised for less than the contract price.
Than the contracted sale price, correct. So the appraiser's job is typically they're working on behalf of the lender to justify to a bank, a lender somewhere in the country, typically not even in Albuquerque, but we do have local lenders as well. But the appraiser is the eyes and ears for the lender going into the house and saying, yes, this is a good loan to make. The house is worth what the buyer is paying. Sometimes the appraisal comes back and it says, no, the house isn't worth what they're paying. It's worth $10,000 less or something.
Or maybe another way to put that is the appraiser can't justify the price based on the rules they have to follow.
Right. The rules they have to follow or the condition. So they may say it needs a roof. It needs heating.
Yeah.
It has to have a working something or other. Sometimes the utilities aren't on when they show up and they can't do it without utilities on. But in addition, they're looking backward. They're looking at data from the past. And
right.
When the market is on the upswing and house
correct.
Prices are going up, they're going back 6 months a year. And we know, like you just said, prices went up 4.85% last year.
Right.
So they're looking at something that might have closed last summer that's 4.85% lower, and that's how they have to look at data to justify the price. So it's sometimes hard for them to justify it unless your house is really nice.
Yeah, and that's the challenge. So what happens if you're a buyer or you're a seller and you have a contract, you've got a price, buyers looked at everything on the market, they put an offer in, and maybe it's above list price, or they, you know, it's
full price.
It's full price, whatever it is.
Which is normal now.
Yeah, which is normal now. Appraiser goes out, can't find the comparables to justify that price, and so now we have a problem because
the value comes in lower than purchase price.
Right. So the loan value, the value that the bank is willing to loan on with the appraised price, is lower than the actual contract price. What are the options there for the buyers and sellers when they get to that point?
So it's really clear in our purchase agreement, and I know when buyers and sellers sign their purchase agreements, it's like 14 pages of stuff they've never looked at before. So we go through it with them, but the purchase agreement is pretty clear on it, right? And it only makes sense. The buyer can buy at the purchase price they agreed to, but they would need to bring more money to closing above and beyond what the appraised value was. So in addition to perhaps their down payment, they need to bring the difference to closing so they can still buy it, but the lender will only lend up to the appraised value.
Right.
Or the seller can reduce the price to the appraised value and buyer buys it. Or they meet somewhere in the middle and the seller says, I'll take $5,000 off if you come up $5,000 and you bring an extra $5,000 to closing. And sometimes these appraisals are $2,000 different. We're not. I'm just using $10,000 as an example. My simple math.
It's pretty frustrating when you get those one that's just a couple $1,000s off. Yeah. That's tough. That's tough. So.
Or, you know, if the buyer says, seller, hey, I need you to reduce price to appraise value, I'm not going to pay over. And the seller says no and the buyer won't pay over, the deal can terminate.
Exactly.
Typically, we see things coming together. The buyer usually knows that the house is nicer than the other ones they saw. And the seller recognizes that the appraisal is important and it's constraining to what the buyer can do.
Sure, sure. So when we come back, Tracy, I want to talk a little bit more about market data. We've got the cost of remodel versus the value of remodel, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, and should we be downsizing, right? We're talking about upsizing in this great market and getting into a bigger home at these low interest rates, but sometimes we're actually downsizing.
Well, all of us boomers, that's what we're thinking about these days.
How about right-sizing? We can do that when we return.
Right-sizing.
Like sounds like a McDonald's slogan.
Needs to be. I think it needs to be. Back in a moment here on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, 93.7 FM, and download the app at abq.fm. Back after a quick break. AM 1600 KIVA 93.7 FM. The Real Estate Hour continues with Tego and Tracy Venturi. Just a wealth of information, folks, and you can find that wealth maybe for yourself. How do you like that, Tego? Over at welcomehomeabq.com. That wealth comes in the form of life, liberty, the pursuit of property. That pursuit of property is actually happiness, right? John Locke, a little Rock of Talk, a Small Business Saturday. I can't help it. I get political every single day, and that's the great thing. This life is all about pursuing property and owning something. And Tego and Tracy helped me with my house, and they can help you with your house. 24/7 real estate hotline. Tracy, people can get a hold of a number of people today. That number?
933-6881. And we look forward to talking with you. And if you just have a question about a property, a question about your own house, the value, just give us a ring and we'd be happy to help. We do so many things that are just complimentary. So call today, call tomorrow. We'll be happy to chat.
So with consumer confidence hitting an all-time high with Donald Trump, that's the last political thing I'll say. Just sorry about that. Couldn't help it. Should I downsize, or as we said before the break, maybe right size? Should we upsize? This is a fun conversation, Tracy, because it brings in so many myriads of things about people's lifestyles, what they want, their dreams oftentimes comes into this discussion. So give us a kind of an idea about whether or not we should downsize.
That's such good information on that intro, Eddie, because I've got a little article in front of me, and that's exactly what they're hitting on is, you know, they say that 33% of homeowners who are contemplating selling are actually looking to scale down. So right size, but in a smaller property. So a few reasons this might make sense, you know, it is a seller's market, but some of the reasons, a smaller home might mean less space, but it also means less time, stress, money spent on upkeep, and perhaps you're going to be getting a newer home, so perhaps the upkeep will be less and the maintenance would be less. But if you assume you're going to save about $500 a month on your mortgage payment, in 30 years you could have an additional $1 million or more in the bank as you go through your golden years. Now, I'm sure the article I was looking at said $1 million to $1.6 million. Of course, if you're saving that much a month, you actually have to save it and invest it.
Well, you know what's interesting about this story? This was actually a blog on Dave Ramsey's
The great Dave Ramsey, the man who brought us together. Yeah. The man who brought
us
together.
That's right. He is the man who brought
us
together.
Guru.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So you know, if you save that money and you actually, you know, I don't know how many years till your golden years. So it's, you know, the number could be small. It could be big depending on how many years until you think of it as your golden years. But how much you could save by downsizing.
Yeah.
And so using the proceeds to buy your current home with cash might be one way where you just know you're done. You're you're buying with cash because you downsized, think of what you could do with no mortgage payment. What we also have seen is a lot of people are getting 15-year loans instead of 30-year. And a 15-year loan, you know, you have that property paid off in 15 years. The interest rates are lower than 30-year loans. And the money you're saving over the course of, instead of 30 years is substantial. You're paying a lot less interest.
And that's what we did last year, Tracy. We refied on and did a 15-year incredible interest rate. It didn't really affect our actual monthly payment.
Because we went from 4% to 2.85 or something.
Yeah, whatever it was at the time. But 15-year rates are still really, really aggressive.
Yeah, and so when you're deciding if downsizing is right for you and your family, there's a couple things to consider. For some folks, it's, you know, what lifestyle. It's a matter of living simpler and focus maybe on family. Some people, when we work with them, they're actually downsizing and they're going to take the proceeds from the house they're selling and split it into two houses. They're going to buy a smaller house maybe here and maybe a smaller house where their grandchildren are or where they like to vacation or somewhere where it's warm where they want to be for the winter. So they're actually taking one house and turning it into two. Sometimes they're doing a low-maintenance community with a lot of amenities, so it might be something like a Del Webb community where you've got, you know, all the beautiful facilities there. The yards are very low-maintenance and small, but there's pools and clubs and organizations that you can take advantage of right there, or that you can just lock and leave and know that it's in a secure neighborhood with like-kind people. So lots of things to think about if you're thinking of downsizing. The other thing for most people, they might wonder, do I have any equity in my current house to, you know, walk away from it and either break even or have a profit? And I know you look at the numbers all the time, Tego, but the answer is probably yes. If you've had your property for a while, you should have positive equity so that you'll have enough to put down on a new home.
They've done some studies and in surveys and found that for the most part, many people do not, they underestimate what their current equity is in their home. They don't, they think it's less than what it actually is. And especially with the way the market's changed in the last few years in particular, it may be different.
Right. And I think, you know, it's good to remind people that we do market analysis for people for free. We don't charge. If you just want to have kind of an update of what your house might be worth, we're happy to meet with you, give you a market analysis of your home so you kind of know where you're at.
And you
it's
can just
good.
Go to our website at welcomehomeabq.com and contact us there. Just reach out to us, tell us your property. We'll get in contact and do a market analysis for you. We're happy to do that.
Right. And, you know, some people, they just need that in the back of their mind to know, and we're happy to do that.
Tracy, one of the things that comes up a lot, I'm going to change the subject on us here, is remodel projects. And right now, it's kind of getting into spring. People get kind of excited about, you know, let's do this. Let's do some fixing up. And
oh, I've got to stop you there. So, yeah, so you were at, like, Lowe's or Home Depot or both of them last weekend, probably 8 times.
Okay, yeah. So,
yes, true.
Your point is...
Yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
And I noticed, because I went with you one time, one of our dogs and I went with you one time, there were a lot of people buying flowers and things and planters, and I was like, oh, yeah, nice warm weather last weekend and getting ahead of the curve. But it does make us think about home projects this time of year.
Now, I want to let's do some reality check, Tracy. We've gone into houses where people have done their project, air quote, project in their house. And let's just say we've seen quite a few that maybe didn't add value to the property.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
So if you're not the best at color and design, we know resources that can help you. We'd be happy to have, you know, have you get that from us.
And to be bluntly honest, we've just seen some really sloppy work. And really, you know, if you do that, you're decreasing the value.
Right.
However, every year there's
versus value.
The cost versus value study. This is done by Haley Woods Media. They're the kind of big company that does remodeling magazine and a lot of stuff. And they always do these surveys about what things cost versus what they add to the value of the property. And we've got a list here. It's actually supposedly
Albuquerque, though. When I look at the numbers, I laugh because I don't know. I mean, maybe if you hire very top-end people, but they're saying things like a major kitchen remodel costs $60,000 and you're going to get $60,000 out of your house when you do that. I don't know, but I think, you know, $60,000 goes a long way to remodel a kitchen these days. And they say a major kitchen remodel in an upscale house is going to cost you $121,000, and you'll get $117,000 out. So I'm not sure where in Albuquerque they got these statistics, but I've seen amazing kitchen remodels for $30,000, $35,000 that do make a huge difference.
And they really do, and it depends what you're starting with versus what you end up with, right? I mean, if you already have a kitchen that's nice, functional, it's clean, it's got, you know, good cabinets, it's got good bones, you know, tearing that out and spending $40,000 on it, you may not get that 40 back because, you know, the upside value just isn't there for the neighborhood
it
and the
be.
Home, right?
Yeah, for the price of the home, for the neighborhood and things. And a lot of times, you know, cabinets are reusable, maybe some of the appliances or salvageable. But you know, getting with somebody who really knows is pretty important. It's interesting because this is kind of diverting, but I've seen people who've done like a major remodel in a room or in a kitchen or a bathroom or one living room, and then it doesn't go with the rest of the house. It's very incongruous, and it's almost like they've ruined the house because they did one room just very... I've seen where, like, people have done the bathrooms very contemporary and really hip.
And they look great.
And they look great, but they're completely opposite of the rest of the house, so buyers are, like, turned off by it. So you have to be really careful. If you're going to do some updating, you have to keep it with the style. If you've got a mid-century modern style house, don't go and put a Tuscany kitchen in it. That doesn't make any sense.
So let me go through some of these that say that actually maybe actually increase the value. One of them was attic insulation. I find that kind of interesting. I think in certain areas, if the home is not insulated properly in the attic, then yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's not a very expensive upgrade. Other one was adding a backyard patio if there is no backyard patio. And they're saying that's about a one-to-one correlation.
Yeah, if it's done right and it's made cozy and inviting, you know, having some backyard inviting space to hang out and have family memories really does motivate buyers.
One of the things I thought was interesting here, that one of the least numbers or the thing that adds the least value or is going to cost you way more than you actually get out of it is manufactured stone veneer. So I think a better way to put that is a lot of those cosmetic things that we spend a lot of money on to do that may or may not add really any value to the property, and in some cases may take some away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Another one might be a garage door replacement. You know, the buyer's not that in tune, and yeah, as listing brokers and selling properties, we can put a feature sheet together of new garage door, new attic insulation, but that's not the stuff the buyers see and feel and really feel like it's going to make a difference in their life.
Yeah. So I think the takeaway is get a professional to give you a consultation, look at your home before, and when I say a professional, no offense, but not a remodeler, because obviously a remodeler...
That's right. Going to make some money.
Wants this. And we've seen that happen. We know a lot of great remodelers. We've also seen remodelers that sold people stuff they just didn't need, and it did not add value.
We're kind of wrapped up here, but one of the things that I know in our market is very unusual is a second-story addition. And on this chart, you know, a second-story addition takes away value from your house because all those ramblers are going to be all the same, right? And then you go put a second story on it near the odd house on the street.
Most of the time across the board, additions do not add value.
It's better to just sell the house and buy the house that fits your needs.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
I think that is right-sizing, I would say, at the end of the day.
Exactly. Hey,
best way to reach Tego and Tracy? How can they reach you?
We're at 933-6881 or online at welcomehomeabq.com.
Thank you both for coming in this morning. I appreciate you very much. And as always, you can listen 24/7 to the radio station. That, of course, is on the app at ebq.fm. Take a quick break. Back with Lone Star Home Loans when we return on AM 1600 KIVA 93.7 FM and worldwide at ebq.fm.
I'm so